One analyst reported that this man may be responsible for saving more lives than anyone else in the 20th century. With his passing just a few days ago, we thought it appropriate to look back at our interview with the father of the Green Revolution, Norman Borlaug. The American Countryside returns after this. His name is Norman Borlaug, the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970 for his work to rid the world of hunger. Of course, that task isn't complete, but Borlaug is pleased that the world's farmers have found ways to grow more from the land they already have instead of just farming more land.
We have done this in the last four decades by improving the yields on the land best suited for agriculture. Had we used the old process of going in and clearing more land, we would have gone into marginal land that was semi-arid and it would have produced probably well for 3, 4, 5 years and then gone out of production.
Borlaug is the man considered to have brought about the Green Revolution. Much has changed since Norman Borlaug won the Nobel Peace Prize. The past 30 years has seen the rise of biotechnology. He says it is a tool that will help food production outpace a growing world population.
In all of my work with traditional genetics and plant breeding, it was very difficult to cross closely related species. But now you can jump over genus, family, order, phylum, and even into a kingdom and take a gene out of Bacillus thuringiensis, a bacterium in the soil, and put it with the new technology into controlling insects.
Borlaug says it's unfortunate people are worried about biotechnology's effect on their food. He believes information about this new tool is a critical hurdle in farmers' and scientists' ability to feed the world. Borlaug even has an internet site called Norman Borlaug University that helps farmers around the world. As he puts it, his ongoing goal is to promote lifelong learning from field to fork. Traveling the American countryside, I'm Andrew McCrae.